Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A blue Christmas is coming. Let's go in depth with Clay Corver and Michelle Keller with Celebrate Community Church in Knoxville. Michelle, I hear you have a great idea called Blue Christmas. Can you tell us a little bit about Blue Christmas that's going to happen at Celebrate Church in Knoxville?
Sure. So it really wasn't my idea specifically. So the idea actually came to me through a colleague at Central College, and it came to me during just the right time because he sent me a link, and I had just been sitting with all of these students in counseling, and it was a really, really rough semester, and particularly as it got closer to the break, students were struggling, and not just because of the academic rigor and finals, everything they were experiencing. It was the idea of going home, and so many of them were not excited about that. And so there was a lot of grief, loss, financial strain, just a whole host of things. And it just seemed to feel a little heavier than most fall semesters for whatever reason. And so he sent me this link and I read through it and I thought, you know, this extends beyond the college setting, obviously, and I thought this would be great if we could bring this to Celebrate and support members of the community, surrounding communities, just to provide a space for people to feel loved and to be able to express whatever it is they want to express instead of feeling that pressure that Christmas, the holidays, has to be this Norman Rockwell painting or something, that it's most wonderful time of the year and the magic of Christmas and all of this, where a lot of people really don't feel that way and they don't feel like they can talk about how they feel, I think. So there's that pressure. So I sent a message to Pastor Andrew a few years back, and obviously it was a little late that first year when I contacted him, but he loved the idea. And so then the next year we were able to get something going and we decided to try it again. And so here we are and we have some great things. I know Clay has some wonderful things put together for the evening, and we'll have just a time. It's just a place and a time for people to come. And I'm sure you'll talk more about the little details, but we'll have another counselor on staff, another professional counselor on staff, Rhonda Thompson. And she's a clinician here in the community of Knoxville. So we'll have the professional counseling, confidential counseling aspect, as well as prayer ministers and just support all over the place.
Well, and a lot of the joy of Christmas is with watching the kids. Mm-hmm. And the children are joyful. And a lot of them, you know, that joy comes naturally. But for those of us that are a little older, sometimes there are things to grieve about. Right. And we're told we're supposed to be joyful, but some of us need help sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just talking about it, sometimes, some spiritual help, some counseling. And so that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to provide, or going to provide, a place where people can come and talk and share just, and grieve.
Yes, and just feel hopefully lifted up in some way. My hope would be that people could, again, just feel loved and that they could feel a sense of hope in that dark time for them.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Clay Corver and Michelle Keller with Celebrate Community Church about Blue Christmas. What's planned, Clay?
Well, it's going to be an all-day event, so we're going to open the doors, I think, at 7 in the morning. It's just going to run through the evening until about 8:30. It's going to be a service between 7 and 8:30. But there are stations. There's just lots of different ways for people to, in their own pace, interact. So we're going to have candles that they can light as they remember people that they've lost, or remember something, maybe something they've that they have lost. We're going to have a station that has to do with weights, because we all kind of carry burdens. I think someone told me, to me really well a while back, he said that he had lost someone. He said, "I feel like I have a suitcase next to my bed, and every day I pick it up. And some days it's heavier, some days it's lighter, but I always have this suitcase, and I have to carry it with me all the time." So we're going to have something that has to do with weights, because we all carry these burdens. And we want to feel like we're not alone. We want to feel like we're a community of people, so we're doing this together. So we're going to have a way for us to lay our burdens down, but then also support and pick up someone else's and pray for them and bless them and be thinking about them. So we know that in this season of sadness or trauma or grief or loneliness, we know someone's thinking about us and someone's praying for us. And we hope that creates a sense of just community, I think. So, and we'll have some live music. We have a great creative team that's going to, I think, really create a really a thoughtful atmosphere that will lead people to, I think people just don't think about the things. They try to block out what grieves them. And so this is a time that it's really healthy to think about those things. So we get it out, and then we can go and be blessed and have hope, and then go and do our holiday. It's kind of the goal for the evening, I think.
Yeah, sometimes those burdens are just that they just keep getting worse and worse and worse, and we might not even recognize how bad they are until maybe we open up a little bit, and then once we open up, then all of a sudden it's lifted a little bit, right?
Right. And actually, it's interesting that you talk about that, because research shows that it is not just even one major life event, but a series of even little things that just daily that just build up. So then you have that major life event. So it's compounded grief. I mean, you have something major and all of these little things, and it's just, I call it backpacking. So it's kind of like the idea about the suitcase, but it's like we just put that in our backpack and keep adding to that. And then eventually, and if something really awful happens in our life, then that sends us somewhere that we don't want to be.
Yeah.
If it's not healthy.
And this is going to be Wednesday, December 19th. And that's, I don't know, isn't it close to the shortest day of the year?
2 days off.
Two days off?
Friday is the winter solstice, but we thought Friday is kind of a hard night. So Wednesday, we thought more people would be able to come. So,
yeah. We're close.
Well, and then we make that turn. I mean, it's really the first day of winter, but we really make that turn to more daylight. So this is the right about the darkest time of the year. And so that's a good time to have it. Okay. Now, there's all kinds of grief too, loss of loved ones, but then somebody's lost their job.
Right. Grief, I mean, I talk with the college students about this. It's anything that is an adjustment, that's something different than what you're used to. So people grieve all kinds of things. And so it can be a loss of a job. It could be a move. I mean, there's a lot of stress that sometimes even, you know, it can be good stress. I mean, maybe it's a birth of a child or... like I said, like a move, and that's, and you know, your family is looking forward to that, but it's still, that's still stress in your life. But as far as grieving, actually, yes, there are many things that we grieve.
I'd be curious to hear what you think. I was reading somebody after my brother passed away, and he was very adamant to say that we tend as people to grade our grief. Yours is worse than mine, so I shouldn't feel bad, or we tend to think that we do that. And so he was very clear, all grief is different.
That's right.
And so we can't say, I shouldn't be sad because this person has it way worse than me. We all need to grieve well and also recognize that it's okay to do that. So if you feel like, you know, I'm just really lonely, well, that's okay. You can come and sit and be surrounded by people. So I think it's just important to not think, because I know someone didn't die in my family this year, that means I can't come. No, you can still come.
Right.
So I wonder what you think about when you deal with people that, that probably do that.
Absolutely. And it has to do with our own perspectives as well. So the other thing that's really complicated is at when you go to a family gathering and maybe you've just lost a loved one and you have somebody who's crying, and you have somebody who's not at the dinner table, and you have somebody who's not even present. I mean, that just shows you that, I mean, it's the loved one, but it's everybody manages grief in a different way. Mm-hmm. And there isn't one right way to grieve. It doesn't have to look one way. So it can be really challenging for people because they'll say things like, well, that person is moving on and I don't think that she should be moving on so quickly. Mm-hmm. But for her, maybe that is the best way for her to move through that grief. So it's just keeping those things in mind and being kind to one another and just having that knowledge that it's, it's okay for everybody to do things differently.
Yeah.
And we need to allow that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Clay Corver and Michelle Keller with Celebrate Community Church about Blue Christmas. I'm sure we don't even have to plan. I mean, I tend to plan for things, but if I'm going to show up for an event, I'll be thinking about it, what I'm going to do. But this is something that we don't have to plan. We don't have to have, you know, all set out what we're going to say. It's something where you can just show up and it can be sort of natural and what happens, happens. Is that what you see?
I think in the past people have just come and just kind of sat for a while. And we have prompts, we have things you can read and look at, and then just kind of allow yourself just to slow down, which is hard to do in this time of year, and allow yourself to feel and allow yourself to think, and then slowly move through the room in whatever way you want to. Mm-hmm. You can talk to someone if you want to. You can talk to no one if you want to. You can sit and just listen to music. Really, whatever you need to do is what we want for you to be able to do in this night and this day.
Now, what if I feel like $1 million, everything's going my way? You know, I really am just joyful in the season. I've managed to control, you know, whatever grief I have or whatever. Can I come too?
I would say the doors would be open to anyone. And, you know, I think that it would just be allowing people to move through their time however they see fit. If somebody believes they have a message of hope or can be a support person, I mean, I would certainly want to welcome that. And
I think you could come and just pray for the people who are in the room. You could think of someone that you know that maybe you're having a great season in life, but you know someone who's not. You can just come and just think about them. You can pray for them. You can bless them from afar, because we think all those things matter. Mm-hmm. So I think everyone is welcome, and we all know somebody who's probably who could use a little prayer, who could use a little bit of love. So,
and you don't have to be a member of the congregation, I presume. It can be anybody from anywhere that's hearing this or learns about it.
It's open to anyone. Anyone in the region. We have some messages out to some surrounding towns. Thanks to you, a lot of people are going to hear about it. So we welcome everyone. It's not just a Celebrate Church thing. This is a Knoxville, Marion County region thing where we're all neighbors. We all live near each other. This is a way for us to be together.
It's at Celebrate Church in Knoxville again. And what date and time?
December 19. You can come at 7 a.m. through the day. And there will be a service, a small service between 7 and 8:30, and that's when Michelle and Rhonda will be here. If you need, if you actually want to speak to a counselor and work through your grief, there'll be prayer ministers on hand. So, like we said, it's really come and go as you please. We hope you come.
And we can share, you know, in a group, or if I want to talk to you personally, a counselor, we can just find a room.
And obviously, I mean, given the time frame, it won't be that we can see many people for an hour session, obviously. But I think what I will be focused on when individuals want to come and talk with me is not only just hearing their story, but also providing them with resources, too, that they can, beyond the evening, that they can seek out, or I can help them with referral information or just other resources for them. So just, again, providing them with something they can walk away with.
And in our grief, we're not alone then.
That's right.
Yes, we hope that many people come. The doors will open at 7 a.m. You can come as you want throughout the day. And then at 7 p.m., we'll start a service that lasts about 8:30. At that time is when Michelle and Rhonda and the counselors will be on hand. There'll be some live music. So just kind of have a little more of a formal gathering then.
And sometimes the rituals help us. They're familiar. And maybe some new things, too.
Mm-hmm. I think that if we can honor our loved ones, I mean, that's one thing. If it's too difficult to engage in rituals that the loved one took part in, maybe it's about creating new traditions or new rituals maybe that that the loved one would appreciate.
Thanks to Clay Corver and Michelle Keller for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.